Just after dusk, Preacher went belly down in the grass and crept within 100 yards from Bedell's circle of wagons. He had not come to attack, but to observe. Just as he had guessed, Bedell had put the women in the center of the camp. No way in hell he could help them while they were located there. Then Preacher sensed more than heard movement behind him, and to his right, he moved only his eyes. Injuns. Kiowa or Cheyenne, probably. And they were moving in closer. He couldn't believe how bad his medicine was this trip. Preacher waited motionless. The night had turned cloudy, the stars and moon not visible, and it smelled like rain.
Oh, shit, they're on my left, too. I hope to hell they ain't coming up behind me. If one of them crawls on top of me, it's gonna be one hell of a surprise for both of us.
Preacher had left his horse about a mile back in a deep ravine. He remembered a slight depression behind him, about 50 yards back.
Might as well be 50 damn miles of a scalp hunting bucks all around me.
Preacher couldn't stay where he was, so he started slowly backing up.
God, if you out there listening, I sure could use some rain right about now.
Suddenly, the clouds shifted and the faint moonlight began to illuminate the area.
All right then, Lord, forget I mentioned it.
Preacher kept backing up. Much to his surprise, he reached the protected depression in the earth. Slid down. Landed right on top of the biggest and meanest looking Kiowa brave he had ever seen. They both jumped back, and for about 2 seconds, Preacher and the brave just looked at each other in shock and surprise.
Nothing personal, friend.
Preacher hauled off and hit that engine just as hard as he could with his fist, right on the side of the jaw. It didn't even faze the brave. That Kiowa just crouched there on his knees in that big hole in the earth and grinned an evil curving of the lips at Preacher. Pure murder in his eyes.
Oh, shit.
Engine!
Preacher reached for his knife just as the Kiowa went for his war axe. Preacher cut him wide open from one side of his belly to the other. Then he came around again and damn near took the brave's head off. Preacher was out of that hole in the ground and moving like he had bees in his drawers. While behind him, Bedell's men were filling the air with lead balls as fast as they could, probably not hitting a damn thing, Kiowa being what they are.